Jason and JT Thomas going today?
No.
No, neither.
Jason, we're going to try. Pierre Paul, we're going to try. He's going to go, but JT's not going to make it.
Is there any chance you get one of those safeties back?
We've been hoping. At this point in time, it doesn't look good, but there's still hope.
GJ King is your other option there at this point?
He would be, yeah.
Tom, how would you assess Landon Collins? I know you guys put a lot on his plate this year.
A lot,
in terms
yeah.
of what he was able to show you.
Well, he's definitely improved over the course of the season, without a doubt. And, you know, he's become more aggressive. He's done a nice job down in the box. He's learned to time up his pressures better. He's gotten himself in position in the secondary better. So he's learning as he goes, and you know, I think he's going to be an outstanding player going forward.
Was that kind of one of those things where you knew going in, even before you took the field, that there were going to be those growing pains?
Oh, no
question.
You
had to identify what you were going
to
do.
No question. I mean, for any young player, all of a sudden put in that position. I mean, he was very good in college, very good down in the box, good tackler, did all those kind of things. And the other responsibilities here at this level, obviously the coverage ideas, he had to learn all of that stuff. But he's going to be a real good player.
Did you maybe have to ask him to do more than you would have liked?
If you're going to start and play, you're going to have to do a lot of things. Yeah, I don't
would
think
he ideally be a strong safety, though, Tom?
Today, call him what you
got
want.
Got it.
People hardly even identify anymore, you know, because however you're going to play it, they got to be down, they got to be back.
Tom, we've asked you a lot of questions about how you feel heading into this weekend. But one thing I don't think we've asked you is, do you want to come back?
Well, do I want to come back? I don't know if that's a great question right now. What I want to do is win a game on Sunday. That's the bottom line for this group right now. I always have the competitive spirit. You know, sometimes it takes me a day or two to figure it all out when it's over. But right now, let's stick with the game and let's go win a football game.
Tom, what did this year teach you from a coaching standpoint? Because you always learn and evolve and create a coach. What did you learn most of all from this season?
Win the close games.
You always knew.
Find a way to win the close ones.
Yeah. I know you want to stick to the games. Has it been a distraction for you at all? People have been bringing it up to you a lot. I mean, is it something you're able to avoid? Or?
Just you. Just you.
Definitely not just you. Me. You might want to blame it all on me. But it's
just you and all my other friends right here.
I'm sure it wasn't our badgering that led to the decision, but you've gone with kind of a primary running back now and sort of complementary players.
And what has he done? He's exerted himself, and that's what we were looking for, and that's what he's done.
What led to that initial decision, to do that?
He's been successful. He's gained yardage consistently, and he's been the kind of guy that, you know, we felt like if we – gave him more opportunities, he would continue to do that, and he is.
On the flip side, Andre Williams hasn't had. It looks like he's struggled a little bit. Has he taken a step back, or what's going on with him?
No, I mean, I don't know if he's taken a step back, but he obviously hasn't had as many opportunities.
This is philosophical, and I'll confess it's partly because of what just happened in Philadelphia. But I'm curious, over your career, and perhaps especially now, how important do you think relationships with players are, and do you feel like you do have the open door policy? They can talk to you about something if they want to, and they'll be heard. That kind of thing.
I think it's very important, and I think the way in which that we've operated here, probably since the 08 season, has been a good example of that. And we do have. They can come and talk to me anytime, anybody. Not that they don't like to come upstairs. You know that. They don't like it when you go looking for them. So. But I sometimes have to go look for them.
How do you see players doing so far? I mean,
practice.
Just in general with their mindset, you want them to sort of stay focused in the game. And
that's the whole key.
But
the whole
do you think
key.
They're doing with that?
I thought that yesterday they did a pretty good job of that. Now, I'm not sure about how it all went with you guys, but they did a good job in here practicing yesterday, and so hopefully they'll be able to maintain.
You had mentioned yesterday that you were going to talk to Odell.
I did. Yeah, I did.
What was that?
That's between he and I, but you can imagine what it is. And you've read all his material and you heard him and spoke to him yesterday, and you know exactly how he feels and the fact that he's taken full responsibility. And I think that's what he expressed to me. And even to the extent that we began to talk a little bit about more about the future.
What have you seen from Prince since he got back from his injury?
You know, a little bit up and down, but to be honest, last week I thought there was more on the upside.
He's very sort of honest and forthcoming when he talks to us. It's clear that he thinks about his free agency and his contract. Do you, in general, have advice for players who deal with those kinds of situations?
Play as hard as you can. Do as well as you can. That's your resume. But I don't normally get into those kind of discussions with him unless I feel it's something that is that would help the player to be – maybe the player is missing the point about some of that stuff and not doing the things he should do, remembering that everything that he can do is going to take place out on the field. So, but normally, you know, a free agent that's you know, my discussions with everybody is normally about team. I don't like to go that way.
He doesn't want to use it as an excuse, but you talk about his ups and downs. Does the arm contribute to that?
Oh, sure it does. Oh, yeah. Sure it does. But, I mean, when you come back, you know, you got to deal with it yourself, too. You got to make a decision about if you're ready to go, you're ready to go.
Oh, you can see times where he's sort of limited with that arm.
I think before coming back, I mean, I've seen it better, much better, yeah.
Did you make
how
a decision
you,
with Ella?
No, not yet.
No. Tom, when you process this season, how do you look at the injury situation? Victor expected back a couple times.
Yes.
You get Jason back, you lose Hankins, what, within a game or so of his return? It just...
You lose Kuhn. You know, you lose those guys up front.
Is it all bad luck?
You know, I mean, I refuse to get to go that way, to be honest with you. But we've done... And you guys can verify everything. We've changed pretty much everything in the whole program designed to become more scientific and to do things, to have more information and more knowledge and to do a better job of adjusting our practices if that's the way we need to do it. And, you know, I think that the end of the year when this is all evaluated, we probably have as many injuries as we've ever had. So it is football. I mean, and that's where it goes. Do you sometimes need to have that issue that you just talked about going for you? Sure you do. You know, a lot of times you'll have a team, but I understand New England's had a ton of injuries this year. You know, teams have to deal with this, and it is no excuse, but it happens. I have practice at 11:30, by the way, if you don't mind.
26 minutes,
although this is fun.
Excuse me?
Interrupting me.
I know, I can't understand that. I mean,
I know you're focused on the game now, but... When you walk off the field on Sunday, do you have any idea what emotions you'll be feeling or thoughts?
I'm focused on the game. I don't go that way. I'm not thinking about any of that stuff.
I mean, the fans are probably going to recognize you in some capacity on Sunday. What would your message?
There's a guy that sits about right here that lets me know every time I come off the field, and I can't use the language. There's ladies around right now.
He calls you everything but
coffee. Yeah, he hasn't got my name yet, but he's got a lot of those nicknames he calls me.
All right.
Okay, thanks.